What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Well, welcome everyone. Let's rise. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and tonight's topic is all about control. Do you really have control, or is control the chain that keeps you from living life authentically? So today we're going to jump on this emotional elevator, push the button, and explore what happens when we let go of that control. I am Sandy Bird. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator. I am a transformational and empowerment coach. I work with many individuals who are looking to transform their lives and also to empower themselves to live the authentic life. But I don't only do that. I also am a corporate wellness facilitator that uses Legos and laughter yoga, Lego series play and laughter yoga to help corporate environments start unleashing that playful child, which creates those happy hormones and those creative juices flowing. But I'm also a nervous system regulator. What is that? That is something that I have as a technique under my umbrella of transformation empowerment and also with the corporate wellness, where what I do is help you regulate your nervous system, because your nervous system controls everything. If you didn't watch the show, we have billions of nerves that control us within our bodies. But tonight, let's dive in, because it's all about, do you really have control? Or is it an illusion? In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore what we think we have control over, what we actually don't, and the freedom that comes when we release the chains of control. True transformation happens not in clinging tighter, but in letting go. I will offer practical techniques to help release control, embrace surrender, and step into your most authentic life. Are you ready to discover what happens if you're stopped holding on so tightly? Let's hop on, close your eyes, push the button, because sometimes the only way up is to let go of control and trust the ride. So when we think about control, everyone always thinks about other people in our lives who control us. Like, man, I wish my boss would stop multi-managing, or I can't even think of the word, managing us, you know, micromanaging us. I wish my husband would just stop telling me what to do. He thinks he can control me. That's control. But let's think about you. What do you really have control of? The only thing I can say we really truly have control of is ourselves, our thoughts, our beliefs, and how we want to handle situations. That's what's in our control. We can't control somebody else. We try to, but we can't. We can control how our breath, how our energy is. We can control that, but we can't control everybody else around us. See, that's one of those things that I know I've struggled with. I know a lot of people struggle with that feeling of, I must control. And what makes you think that you're in control? It's when you, sometimes we do it with our own young children, when we don't trust them, when they're starting to learn to pick up their toys, they're not doing it the right way. So we control it. We've got to do it for them. Oh, they're not picking up their toys the right way, or they're not picking it up fast enough. That's control. When we always plan and replan, that's control. Let's think about this. If you are one of those that are in the what if, I was the what if. That was me trying to control outside environments that I can't. I want you to imagine, if you're able to, close your eyes. You decide you want to go to the beach for the day or the mountains or wherever your sweet spots, that place that brings in that grounding. And you go outside and you get in your car. Start it up. Starts up great. You start driving. You get a flat tire. That's out of your control. You continue to drive and you're like, oh, I've still got some good time. You get in to traffic. That's out of your control. But what do we do in those situations? We try to control things. We try to, I mean, how many people sit in their car and go, oh my gosh, come on, come on. Why is everyone stopping? We're trying to control the situation around us instead of just maybe looking outside, taking a good deep breath in and looking at maybe the cars around you. Wow, that's a cool car. I wonder what that is. Oh, that's one of those new cars. If you've not seen one of the new Tesla trucks, I remember the first time I saw it because I was just looking around and not paying attention. I was actually in the passenger seat and I was like, oh my God, what is that? So it's not trying to control the environment around us. But when we talk about other people, it's always that person's micromanaging me. That person's a narcissist. You know, they're trying to control me. But we all do it in some aspects. But the only thing we can control is ourselves and our breath. Part of that is control. But we can control our outcomes to traffic. Not getting bogged down with the traffic, not when we're running late going, oh my God, like da 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 da, and trying to control the situation as soon as we get in. See, where does control come from? Do you know? Control comes from a sense of insecurity. A sense of insecurity. Maybe it's a fear that if I control this situation, I won't be fearful. I'll be safe. And that insecurity is that other people can't do it as good as I can. We all think that if we control a situation, especially at our jobs, that we are irreplaceable. We are all replaceable. If we feel like, oh, if I just control my children, they'll be these great, stellar people. No. We're not really controlling them. We're influencing them to become control freaks themselves. I can say I'm in a recovering control freak. I tried to do that because I thought if I had control, then everyone would love me. Everyone would appreciate me. They would look up to me. But all I realized is that all I was doing was showing my insecurities, showing my fear, like teaching my children that I'll do that, you don't do that, because you don't do it good enough. So what was I doing to them? At that point, I'm putting them down and giving them those insecurities, making them feel they're not worthy enough to pick up their own toys, to do things their way instead of my way. And that has been a big topic for a couple of my clients this week, is it's been all about that control. And one of my clients has struggled with, you know, their emotions. They've just been on this emotional roller coaster recently. And they got on a call with me and talked about their child being sick. And how they had a bad stomach bug, and they're a very young child, and they were losing bodily functions, and how worrisome it was. But it was able to dwell into that topic of control because the same person wanted to help other people in their lives to go on the journey of transformation. And the topic has always been, well, we can't control anyone around us, but what we can do is control our transformation and who we want to invite back into our lives. And in the same scenario, the frustration around the child who is sick, and how are they representing themselves with their child? See, sometimes what we do is in those situations, we try to control sicknesses with our own children, and we can't. And it's how we react to in that uncontrolled environment. See, everything every day is really not in our control, but it's our own insecurities and unsafe feelings within ourselves that feel like if I can control it, you can't control the traffic. You can't control if your dog gets loose. You can't control that your car gets a flat tire, but it's that situation that we want to control. When we walk into our work, maybe late, and then we're like, oh my God, I'll do this, because we're feeling insecure about something that was out of our control. And now we're trying to control everything around us. That's insecurity. That's a feeling of not feeling safe. So I'll give you to start off with a technique that I do with my clients to kind of release some control. Is our first thing is our breath. And I will always, always bring up breath when working with clients. Is you can breathe in really deep. What do I have control of? Or release in your breath, control. What do I want to release control of? Speaking it out loud releases it. Maybe guiding people when you feel like you have to control them. Not guiding them, helping to influence them. Working with them, not against them. Not showing your insecurities or the feeling of unsafe. Because how many times as a parental unit or even in a work environment, do you do something for somebody all the time because you're afraid to let go that control? And you think of how empowering it is to the other person when you do let go that control. Because it's not just about empowering within yourself and transforming yourself. It's the people around you. And I can say I was more of a control freak in my home environment because I was so insecure in my home environment. When it came to my work environment, managing, I was a lot more less controlling. I was more empowering because I had some securities within work. But at home, I felt I had a control because if I controlled the environment, my kids would love me. My kids would respect me. My kids would look up to me. Instead, what did they do? They kind of look down. And that's what I work with my clients on, is those that feel like they need to control adult children and control their outcomes. Being in a substance use disorder group and working in that environment, you realize you have no control over what anyone has, what anyone does in that environment. And that's where what really flourished me in my life was working in that environment to see I really have no control whatsoever over anyone. And then I realized where I needed to start releasing the control in my own life and in my own environment. And that has been more gratifying, is to release that control. So it is almost time for my first break. And I would love to give you like just a little prompt while we're at break. What are you trying to control in your life right now? And what would you like to let go? And why would you like to let that go? And maybe adventure into why are you so insecure? I know a lot of people don't like that word because I'm not insecure. We all have insecurities within us. Sorry to break that down to you. But what is it you in your life do you have control of? Or are you trying to control right now? And what can we do to release that? And are you satisfied with what you have control of right now in your life? Or is it It's bringing some turmoil within you. But I am Sandy Berg. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you can find me at sandyberg.com, Sandy Berg on social media. And Sandy is, if you just happen to launch onto Emotional Elevator, is Sandy with two E's, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird with a Y, not an I, B-Y-R-D. Reach out to me at sandy@sandyberg.com, sandybergcoach@gmail, social media, because I really enjoy the feedback I get from all my shows when people watch or listen and they say, you know, that really struck something up with me. Can we get on a connection call? Because connection calls are always free. But let's enjoy that break. Thank you.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Berg, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Berg, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Berg. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back, everyone. I am Sandy Berg. I am your host here on Emotional Elevator. And if you are enjoying my show, please give me a 5-star review on iTunes. Search Emotional Elevator. It would help me greatly, and it will assist in getting the information out to those that need this. And please share this with someone you think could benefit from talking about, do you really have control? The first part of the show, I was talking all about the things in life that do we really have control over. The only thing we, meaning you, your single body, has control over is your thoughts, feelings, beliefs, your breath. But we always talk about those micromanaging bosses, the narcissists, all the people that we feel try to control us. But who do you try to control? And as I asked before the break, what do you really think you have control of? And can you let it go? Because that's a journaling prompt. And as you know, it's either breath or journaling that I work a lot with my clients on, because I feel when you can enhance your breath and breathe in and exhale, what can I release control of? It's one thing. What can I release control of? And then there is a 5-minute journaling prompt where you just go through, what do I need to release control of? and you go through and you just, how you release it, draw a big solid black line through it. I want to release control of my children. Nope. Because I did talk about a little bit in the first part of the show too, is that as parents, we're setting the stage up for our own children when we're controlling everything. And control comes from a sense of insecurity or a fear or a lack of feeling safe. So think about if you step in when your kids are young and they don't know, they won't pick up the toys the way you want them to, you are showing, you're building in that insecurity. And if they're a grown adult, you should not be trying to control them as adults. I see it a lot. I probably wanted to do it a little bit of mine, but I realize control, the only thing I have control of is myself, not any of my children. But I want to do some exercises that I think would benefit control. Is you write three lines, page, three lines, as I'm kind of showing you. If you're listening, you want to make a page and you write, what do control? What can I control in one? What can I influence in another? And what can I control? And be very honest and reflect on that and realize the only thing you really can control is yourself and circumstances. And I kind of went in a little bit with a client to begin with, but I love when I have topics for my show and I get that life lesson learned about my topic. So today, all about, do you really have control? And letting go to transform. So I'm going to tell you about a good story that happened to me today, and I can reflect on it. And I usually don't, I want to try not to tell as many stories about what goes on in my life, but today was a day that I realized what I have control of and what I don't have control of. And that is who I am as a person. So today I ended up, I was driving to a store after I did yoga this morning, and green light, I'm turning right, they're turning left. The person turning left, I just flagged on. You can go ahead. Well, I did not realize that somehow, I don't know what I did. It's not my place to even know anymore because I'm letting it go when I let it go. But I pull in the parking lot. I go in between two stores that I want to go in. One is a grocery store, one is a crystal store. And I pull in, and as I'm pulling in the spot, I always like to pull forward. And as I tried that, this car that I recognize comes pulling in front of me and just slams right almost in front of me. And I'm like, okay, I'm just going to get out of the car. Saw that they were kind of like looking at me, pointing at me. And then I started hearing loudness coming out of the car. And I just thought, oh, they're on their cell phone. I haven't done anything. And as I'm continuing to walk, they're continuing to verbally harass me. I didn't know. I wasn't paying attention. I'm just walking. And all of a sudden, I'm like, who in the world are they talking to? And I, being the person I am, who wants to, you know, help others in bad situations, I turn around, and then all of a sudden I realize someone in front of me I know is like, oh my God, this guy is like from a distance is verbally abusing Sandy. And I'm like, are you talking to me? Yeah. And I said, I just kind of went in the store. I didn't engage anything. So I thought that would be the end of it. It did not. He decided to come in the store and engage in me. But I realized through all that, I have control of myself, my reactions, myself. I cannot control what's going on with this person. All I can do is control myself. And luckily, other people got involved. The manager got involved. And I just kind of, but I'm human. So there was emotions. I got very emotional. But I realized I was in control of that situation because I didn't engage in it. I didn't the old me might have created that fight, but didn't. And by letting it go when I walked away and got in my car when I was able to and drove to the other store, there was a monk that was there. And he prayed with me, and we chanted for 2 minutes. And if I wouldn't have let go of that first situation and everything that transpired, I would have never been able to enjoy the whole context and conversation I had with a monk. And what I realized through all of that situation, and even some of my clients' recent situations, is the only person I could control in all of that was myself. I couldn't control this person that for some reason decided I was going to be the person that he wants to battle with or take out all of his frustrations on. And I couldn't control him to tell him to stop. I did not have any control of him. But what I did control was how I walked away from it and what I feel and what I think about the situation. That's what I can control. And nor did I want to control anybody after that. And then I had a great situation with a monk here in town who gave me literature, gave me a book, invited me over to the temple to have a meal with him in a week. And we chanted and prayed. And it was releasing control because I just invited a person into my life after being almost a victim. Because I let go of control. I didn't want to control anything around me. I just still wanted to live. And that's where transformation comes, is realizing we do not have control but over ourselves and what we want to take away from situations and what we want to believe within ourselves and what our thoughts are. And that's what tonight's show is all about. And that's why the breath that I'm telling you about, to breathe deep in, exhale, and what can I let control of? Writing those three columns down. What can I control? What can I influence? And what is out of my control and going through? Journaling. What do I want to release control of? And releasing it. Writing through it. And visualizing. Going on an elevator. Pushing the button. And realizing that how fast you get there, whatever, releases control. Maybe getting in your car and driving somewhere and come up with these speed bumps, these roadblocks, and releasing control and realizing that everyone around you is not in your control. Only you are. And that will bring you security. That will bring you safety. And that way you can release those fears that keep you wanting to control. And the next time you say, what if, ask yourself, why am I asking that question? What if? What is the fear I have within me? What is the insecurity that's evolving within me? But if you would like to talk further about this, we can get on a connection call. I am Sandy Bird. Sandy with those two E's and that bird with that B-Y-R-D. You can search me out at sandybird.com, which is my coaching platform, my corporate wellness or my nervous system regulator. Find me on any social media because I would love to have some feedback on what you feel about control. And if I struck any nerves with you, or if maybe you're ready to transform and let go of that fear or that sense of insecurity you have around control. Because we do think we are in control of the environment around us, and we're not. So what do you have control of in your life, and what would you like to release control of? So let's get on that elevator, close those eyes, push the button, and ride the emotional elevator of life. And thank you again. I am Sandy Bird. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.